We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Alex and Mary Eve, and we're going to be talking about summer jobs for students, for all youth between the ages of 13 and 17. They are with the group Chinooks, and that Youth Services Cooperative.
Yeah, the term in English is Youth Service Cooperative, and in French it's Cooperative Jeunesse de Service.
Okay.
What we do is we try and hire, we're trying to hire 15 kids for the summer, mm-hmm. so we can start off a co-op with them, start a business with them.
Okay, so you're looking for 15 students between the ages of 13 and 17?
Yep.
So you can start the business, okay.
Yep.
And this is the third year. This has been going on in the Lennoxville area, but you said it's been going on about 15 to 20 years in the Sherbrooke area?
Yeah, roughly 15 to 20 years in Sherbrooke, and like you said, it's the third year here. So.
Okay, great. So it's a great service. Explain to us a bit how your service works.
Our service, we hire 15 kids, and then with those 15 kids, we do promotion, we do marketing in our community, mm-hmm. in Lennoxville,
mm-hmm.
and we offer services throughout the promotion. So our services could be anything from lawn mowing, babysitting, gardening, pretty much any kind of handy job,
or okay.
just, you know, it could be
okay.
running errands for people. And
okay.
Those are the contracts. So the services are contracts with
mm-hmm.
the community.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the kids go out and do the contracts, they'll bring the money back to the CJS.
Mm-hmm.
And the CJS, as the workers, will mm-hmm. Divide the money up.
Okay. So it doesn't matter then if one student makes a bit less than the other, the money's all divided up? Is that it?
Well, all right. I'll try and give you the best summary
okay.
I can because it's a really hard thing. It's
mm-hmm.
it's hard to explain, but... like I said, we do promotion through the community to offer our services.
Mm-hmm.
But the CJS, once we hire the 15 kids, we form committees.
Mm-hmm.
We within the kids, they elect a president, a secretary, and a treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the others form three different committees: the financial committee, the personnel committee,
mm-hmm.
and the promotional committee.
Okay.
So they each have their own little sector that they're in charge of, and
mm-hmm.
they run the business.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all together, throughout the summer, they have to, they decide how much the hourly wage is going to be.
Okay.
So say a kid goes out to babysit
mm-hmm.
for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make so-and-so money.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come back, and then he's going to be paid what the CGS...
what they've decided.
Yeah, what they've decided
for babysitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Good. Okay.
It's really, 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 really hard concept to understand at first. But.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity though for the youth.
Like job experience.
Okay. And you're not only the youth are not only learning how to do the job, but they're also learning about finance.
Yeah, that's the whole
how
point.
To promote themselves.
It's a very big educational experience.
Yeah, a lot of skills that they need to go out into the world, and mm-hmm. they can put on their resume too.
That's what the main point is, so that way they can we're pretty much trying to prepare them for the job market. We're trying to prepare them so then
mm-hmm.
when they are ready to get a real job, well,
mm-hmm.
this is a real job, but when they're ready to
mm-hmm.
you know, go to McDonald's or Burger King,
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
know what's coming. They'll know what's coming. They'll know what their boss is trying to do to help them,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have a bit more of an understanding of what's going on.
Okay, so great. So you're looking for youth right now. What particular skills are you looking for? Maybe something in particular from the youth?
Not really. Like, motivated people,
mm-hmm.
and
responsible.
Yeah, responsible,
mm-hmm.
hardworking,
mm-hmm.
dynamic kids who
yeah.
are energetic. I mean, it's kids
mm-hmm.
who want to have an educational experience and at the same time make a bit of pocket money.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, so you interview the youth. How does this go? If a youth is interested, they get in touch with you?
If the youth is interested, they can come to the town hall in Lennoxville.
Okay,
yeah, it's mm-hmm. 150 Queen.
Okay.
They can come to the town hall, and they can fill out an application
mm-hmm.
For the CGS, and then from that point, our secretary
mm-hmm.
will hand it down to us, and then we'll be able to look it over, see if we're interested, and then most likely we'll pass them in an interview.
Okay,
so,
good.
But
good.
What we're trying to do is trying to pass everyone an interview,
mm-hmm.
so that way, like, if the kids don't get the job,
mm-hmm.
either way, we're going to call them back,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to tell them, okay, maybe next time you could work on this, this, and this.
Okay.
So right off the bat, even if you don't get a job, mm-hmm. we're trying to help the youth in that aspect.
Okay, so that's really helpful. At least they get to the interview stage and
yep.
have a chance to go through that.
Yep.
Okay, so that's experience right there. So you're looking for 15. How many do you have now?
Right now, well, we haven't hired any yet,
okay.
we're just in the interview
mm-hmm.
process.
Okay.
We're going to try, because we got a bunch of CVs, what we're trying to do is interview the majority of them, or
mm-hmm.
as much as we can,
mm-hmm.
with within the short time limit we have, and we're going to decide after that. So.
Okay, and what part do you play in the co-op, Alex?
My part is I'm an animator.
Okay.
We're pretty much responsible for it. We're mm-hmm. We're the ones watching over the kids. Mm-hmm. If there's a problem, we'll be there. We'll always be there to help.
Okay.
And also if... if the kids need help or something, you know, mm-hmm. if we see it's not going exactly as in the direction that it's supposed to, mm-hmm. we'll be there to try and keep it on track and stuff like that. Same thing with Mary Eve.
Okay, so Mary Eve, you're an animator too?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you both on the program last year, or is it the first year?
No, it's our first year.
Okay, good. So we're new to this, and we're really excited for the summer to come.
It sounds really exciting too. And now, you said there's different youth co-ops around the townships, at least in Sherbrooke. If somebody lives in Sherbrooke in a certain area, they can apply to the one in Lennoxville too, maybe, or it doesn't really matter?
If they want to work in Lennoxville, they can.
Okay.
But there's a CJS in Ascot de Bellevue. Mm-hmm. There's also a CJS in Fleurimont. There's mm-hmm. one in Brompton.
Stansted.
Yeah.
Okay. East Angus.
Wow.
So we're situated all around the eastern town, the estuary.
Magog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Now, what about people that want to hire the students, like to mow their lawn or to do their gardening, different things like that? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, first off, we have posters.
Okay.
Pretty much posted ever around Sherbrooke. I was in charge of that, so I went crazy. I went all around mm-hmm. Lennoxville, mm-hmm. And so if they see a big poster, it's like big orange poster, they can just get the number down, mm-hmm. and it's written CJS on it. So there's that way. Or they can come down to the town hall mm-hmm. in Lennoxville, and they can get in touch with us that way. And mm-hmm. Or if they really, really want, like if they don't want to move, they can give us a call. Mm-hmm. Our number is 819-569-9388.
Okay, great. So, do you have a website or anything, email address?
We don't have a website, but we mm-hmm. have an email address. It's cjs_lennoxville@hotmail.com.
Okay, and the deadline, there's a deadline for youth to join the program. That is June 15th?
June 15th, but we will be accepting CVs probably up until June 16th, 17th. So
okay.
We'll just, mm-hmm. yeah.
And the program runs until August 14th?
Around that week, yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. So.
Okay, great. Anything else either one of you want to say about the program?
I think that's about it for me.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and certainly great opportunity.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.